somehow I'll make a man out of you. I'm never gonna catch my breath.
Say goodbye to those who knew me.
Boy, was I a fool in school for a cutting gym.
This guy's got him scared to death.
Hope he doesn't see right through me.
Now I really wish that I knew how to swim.
He must be swift as a coursing river, with all the force of a great typhoon, with all the strength of a raging fire, mysterious as the dark side of the moon. Time is racing toward us till the
as a coursing river, with all the force of a great typhoon, with all the strength of a raging fire, mysterious as the dark side of the moon.
Hello, hello there. My name is Murray. I'm with my co-host Corey, and we are The Real Guys. This is Siren Radio, and this is The Real Show with two E's. The music you just heard was I'll Make a Man Out of You by Danny Osmond from Mulan in 1998. What was that year like, Paul?
Tantalising.
Was it? Was it indeed? Hmm. How tantalising was it? Would you, on a scale of 1 to 10, what was your level of tantalisation?
Oh, 11.
11? Wow, it breaks the scales. Today, we've got a packed show for you for this special broadcast, because every broadcast is special to us. As always, I'm accompanied by my co-host, Corey. How are you doing today, Corey?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good. Today, we'll be giving you sort of an ultra review of the Golden Globes and Oscar nominations for 2021. It's a big glitz and glamour film season. Everybody comes out of the woodwork, and it's time to look at the films that have been nominated and maybe the films that could win.
Yeah, I mean, everyone loves the Oscars, don't they?
Yeah, who doesn't love countless hours of people making clothes-related political statements and walking around the red carpet with, you know, your dad's dog or whatever? You can taste the distaste in my voice for this entire thing, but you know, let's go with it.
Yeah, actually, fair. I'm not the biggest fan either, which means this is going to be a great episode.
It will be. It will be one of the belters. So, shall we just kick it off by starting with Oscars? Or do you want to start with the Golden Globes? It's up to you.
Which one do you feel like is more big? Which one do you think is bigger?
Golden Globes are sooner.
True.
So, and they often predict, they say they predict the Oscars or whatever.
Also true.
But people say whatever wins the Golden Globes will win at the Oscars. But I think there's been exceptions to that rule in the past.
Yeah, there has.
So we can. Do you want to hit the Golden Globes?
Okay, let's go Golden Globes.
Let's go. Okay, I've got the website pulled up here, so we can have a
big
look.
Big globes.
The big gold balls. The big gold globes.
Oh, I love some golden balls. Great TV show.
Yeah. So we're gonna go out with. I have the website up. So we have best motion picture for drama already. We've got The Father, Mank. Which is apparently pretty... I've heard it's pretty hot right now.
I've heard, yeah.
Mank. Gary Oldman, you know.
Lovely man.
Pretty good.
Lovely chap.
Yeah, no, I'm a fan of Gary Oldman.
I feel like he's a man that would much rather be called chap than, like, friend. He feels like a very, like, old school British sort of...
Classical... Because he's a thespian, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's your classical British actor. So we're going to go for... go for Mank. I quite like Mank, you know. I think it might get the win here. But anyway, let's carry on. We've got Nomadland, Promising Young Woman, Trial of the Chicago 7, and apparently that's supposed to be big as well.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Mank.
Well, you're gonna stick with Mank.
Yeah.
I might go Trial of Chicago 7.
Ooh.
I might like that. That might be a bit of a dark horse, a bit of a hot ticket. So we'll go down here. We have Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture Drama. Are we doing this too fast?
I mean, possibly. Who knows?
All right. Okay.
We won't know until we get to the end. If we have to babble on for like 20 minutes.
Fair enough. That's what we'll do. We have Viola Davis, who I love Viola Davis. She's great. Widows, yeah. Suicide Squad. Other films are available.
Yes.
I like her. Always a good performance. What do you say, Corey?
She's good. She's good.
Mm. Andra Day, I'm not as familiar with Andra Day.
No, am I.
Vanessa Kirby, I am familiar with from something, but I can't remember the name of it. This is peak film journalism. Frances McDormand, there we go.
Another name
that I know. I think she was the one from Three Billboards.
Sure, we know our stuff.
Was she? We have Carrie Mulligan, Promising Young Woman. That's another one for Promising Young Woman from the Golden Globes. Now we have Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture Drama.
Yeah.
Riz Ahmed, who is pretty hot right now. Venom, Rogue One. I like both those films, and I like Riz Ahmed. So
I'm being told by an outside source that you are correct. She is from Three Billboards.
Oh, nice. I'm glad about that.
Thank you, outside source.
That one a bit in. When did that come out? Was that 2019? I'm thinking.
2017.
Oh damn, that's I'm in the time warp. Oh well.
Yeah, it's you're a bit older than you think you are.
Yeah. Then we have Chadwick Boseman, my king of Wakanda, Black Panther. Needs no introduction for Chadwick. Awesome. Then Anthony Hopkins. Who is who's another chap, I think.
Yeah.
Followed directly by Gary Oldman, who is another chap.
It's
a couple of British chaps. A couple of British, hello, fellow. Strapping fellows.
Yeah, British chaps who are going to smack their chops.
What? What are they doing?
Chops. Like mouth. You chop.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought I just had a weird vision. Anthony Hopkins and Gary Oldman slapping... Pork chops together or something. Is it slapping their chops? I thought, what, pork chops?
No, it means your mouth. Like if you're licking your chops.
Oh, like they've got two big cuts of meat and they're just...
Obviously, in that case, Anthony Hopkins would win that one.
Would he? I think Gary Oldman's got it on him, to be honest.
Really?
I think Gary Oldman's got the power with the meat. They're meeting a butcher, right? They're in a butcher. Like, they stare each other down real intensely. And Anthony Hopkins is like reaching for a sausage, but Gary Oldman grabs a pork chop.
Weirdly, I was thinking Hopkins would go for like a chain of sausages and like use it as a whip.
Yeah, he would. He'd use it like a whip, like his Ghost Rider with a chain of sausages, just whipping it around. Gary Oldman goes for like the pork chop or the pork ribs and just throws it or something. It's a massive butcher brawl. What a stipulation!
Top tier.
We have Tahar Rahim. From the mortician. How do you say that?
I think it's Mauritanian, maybe.
What? I'm saying it wrong.
I think it's Mauritanian. I don't know.
Okay. Well, moving on. Best motion picture in musical or comedy. Oh, here we go. It's your favourite film, Corey.
Oh, no. I forgot this was in here.
It's your favourite film. What's it called again? Do you mind?
it's called, let me just wet my chops.
Yeah, go ahead.
Borat's subsequent movie film, Delivery of Prodigious Bribe to American Regime for Make Benefit Once Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan.
Okay, cool. And that is up for nomination. Let's hope it wins. Then we have Hamilton, which is the biggest God's gift to mankind. The biggest success of the last, I don't know how many years. Because who doesn't love Lin-Manuel Miranda? Everybody does.
True.
Everybody loves him.
True.
We have music, which... Music?
Yeah, it just
is that
bit...
the thing that Sia did?
Yes, it is. That's, yeah, with that's that... the... That's
with the really bad portrayal of an autistic person.
Yeah, that's the really controversial thing that's still here.
Yes, controversial is quite the word for it, I believe. There's a couple of lovely video essays on that, but I won't mention. I won't go into it. Basically, I think there's a lot of problems.
Yeah, there is.
But we won't go into it. Maybe later. Maybe we'll have a video on it. Maybe we'll have a broadcast on it, perhaps. Then we have Palm Springs.
Yeah, which I've only just realised by going on the Golden Globes, because it tells you, like, oh, who produced it, blah, blah. It says Lonely Island, which is the Adam Sandberg band.
It does say Lonely Island.
I didn't realise.
Adam
right
Sandberg
now,
was involved. I don't think he was.
I didn't realise that until right now.
Mm-hmm. Then we have The Prom, which is something from Netflix. Netflix have a lot of stuff in it. I know Mank is Netflix.
Yes.
And I think Trial of Chicago 7 is also Netflix as well.
I mean, you know, Netflix, Amazon, they've been bringing out a lot of like, what's the word, exclusive films.
They are. Here we have Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy. We have Maria Bakalova for what film is that there? I can't quite see it. My eyes are a bit, you know, they're aging. What is that film there for? Could you tell me?
I believe that film is Borat's subsequent movie film, Delivery of Prodigious Bribe to American Regime for Make Benefit Once Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan.
Oh, lovely. Okay, thank you. Thank you for letting me know.
You're welcome. I think that's
then we have Kate Hudson for music again. I'm going to make you do... I'm not kidding when I say every time you will be doing that.
It's fine. After... Actually, no, I was about to say, oh, it's for next time I've got to say that. Literally... I've got to say it
right,
again.
Okay, well,
in like
let's get these off. Kate Hudson for music, whatever, you know. Michelle Pfeiffer, who I quite like. I'm a Michelle Pfeiffer fan, and I'm a Rosamund Pike fan. But I care a lot on Friends Exit Respect.
Are you torn?
I sort of am. Do we have to pick a winner? Are we going to pick a winner or just going
to
beat them off?
I think... Well, to be fair, we've only picked one so far. No, we've picked two so far, I think.
Right, well, for this one, for Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy. Also, I like the fact they have them in, like, sort of genre. Like, they've just done drama, and this is musical or comedy. I like that.
Who are you going for?
So, to pick a winner, who would you go with?
You know what, I'll go for Maria Bakalova.
Nice, I'm going for Michelle Pfeiffer, just because I think... I like Michelle Pfeiffer, Catwoman.
True.
Now we have... Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy. Let's start from the bottom. We've got Andy Samberg for Palm Springs. Hold on.
Yeah.
Is so this Lonely Island?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that was just a coincidence.
No.
Really? That is Andy Samberg of Lonely Island, of Cool Guys Don't Look at Explosions or whatever the song's
yeah,
called.
Yeah, like I Threw It on the Ground. And various
I Threw
other
It on
ones,
the Ground, yeah.
Various other ones we can't name.
Yeah, yeah, things we can't say on this,
Jack Sparrow,
on this broadcast.
This is about films. There you go. Go listen to Jack Sparrow featuring Michael Bolton.
Yeah, lovely. I love Cool Guys Don't Look at Explosions. I quote it, nail it.
I think Jack Sparrow, that's my favourite one. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Dev Patel for The Personal History of David Copperfield. Lin-Manuel Miranda for The Hamilton. James Corden for The Prom.
Yeah, he's in that, apparently.
Is he?
Cat's fame.
Oh, yeah, James Corden of whatever his character's called, Rum Tum Tug, whatever his name is.
That's Jason Derulo.
Oh, I don't care. I don't care, Corey. What is his character?
I can't remember
cats.
Which one he is.
The fat one.
Yeah, which I can't remember the name of. I can only name two cats.
Isn't his name literally like that? Isn't he called like Fat Cat something or whatever?
Yeah, I think he is. I can only name two cats, which is Rum Tum Tug and Mr. Mistopheles.
Right,
oh,
okay.
And McCavity as a third one.
Fair enough. Now we have Sacha Baron Cohen for... It's that name again, Corey.
Oh, well, are you talking about Borat's subsequent movie film, Delivery of Prodigious Bribe to American Regime for Make Benefit Once Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan?
Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I am talking about that film, and I think it's Sacha Baron Cohen who plays Borat himself.
But it is Mr. Borat.
And Mr. Borat, is that his full name?
Well, his full name is Borat Sokhodiev, but...
Yeah, all right. So let's go to... actually, no, let's pick a winner. Let's pick a winner. I'm going to go Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, Borat. It's got to be.
Easy pick, Borat. Sorry, Andy Samberg. I like threw it on the ground, but... I took it and threw it on the ground. Is
maybe,
that the song?
Maybe he could do that when he wins the Golden Globe. He could throw it on the ground.
He can.
And then get kicked
then
out.
Then he can get attacked in an alleyway by Ryan Reynolds and... and Frodo Baggins. So now we have Best Motion Picture Animated. I like this animated lineup that we've got.
I think it's my favourite lineup.
Yeah, the animated category. I like this category. We've got The Croods, A New Age. The Croods, wasn't that thing about the caveman?
The Croods, I think it was, yeah.
Then we've Onward, Over the Moon, Netflix again.
Yeah.
This is like your Disney, your Netflix, your Universal.
Yeah, you always get the same ones.
Soul, which I think Soul is going to win. I'm going to go for Soul. I have watched Soul. And Soul is very good.
It is. It's very good.
Proud of Soul. I hope Soul wins. Now we have Best Motion Picture for Foreign Language. We have another round, which is from Denmark. La Llorona, which is from Guatemala and France. The Life Ahead, Italy. Marina. And Two of Us, which is also from France. I'm going to go for, if we're going to pick a winner, I'm going to go for another round, Denmark, because I like Denmark.
You know what, I'll go for Two of Us, because French cinema, normally, I quite enjoy.
Oh, nice.
Can I also ask, and you might have the answer to this, you might not, it's foreign language, right?
Mm-hmm.
Minari's USA.
Yeah.
Are they speaking foreign in that? It just happens to be in US, because USA is... English.
I was thinking it might be something like a French-Canadian film, but I don't know.
Okay, that would make more sense.
No idea. It's like Spanish in the US.
Yeah, because sorry, Americans, you speak English.
Yeah. So now we have Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role in any motion picture. Glenn Close, Hillbilly Elegy. We have Olivia Colman of Peep Show fame for the father. I will never stop bringing that up, Corey. The fact that she got her career shooting BB gun pellets at David Mitchell and Robert Webb. I will never forget that.
Good.
I'm a big fan of Peep Show. So. Jodie Foster for that word again. The mortician. I swear it says mortician, but I know that's not how you spell
it
mortician.
It doesn't say mortician.
Then we have Amanda Seyfried for Mank. And Helena Zengel for News of the World. These are all very, very strong actresses.
Mm.
It's hard to pick this one. I like Jodie Foster. And now I like Glenn Close. I feel like Harry Hill going, you know, which is better?
Grab a fight out.
Yeah, there's only one way to find out. Bakery brawl or butcher brawl, whatever I said.
Oh, I thought you were making a bake-off joke, because he's the host of Junior Bake Off. I thought that's what you
Yeah,
doing.
He is. Butcher Brawl is what I'm going to call it.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah, we have no. It's Andy Hopkins and Gary Oldman in a butcher shop beating each other with cuts of meat.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know what? For that one reason, I'm going to go with Amanda. She can back up Oldman.
Nice. I'll stick with Olivia Colman. I think.
Nice.
I like good old Sophie from Peep Show. Right, now we have. Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role in any motion picture. I'll let you read these.
Yes, well, thankfully, Sacha Baron Cohen's back.
Mm.
Not for the previously mentioned film.
No, not for that film.
No, not for that film indeed. But here he's in it for The Trial of Chicago 7. He could win it twice. He could win two the same day.
He could. Who's next?
Who is next? Daniel Kaluuya?
Kaluuya.
It's got two.
No, Kaluuya.
Maybe it's Daniel Kaluuya for Judas and the Black Messiah. Then we've got Jared Leto doing a lot of rounds recently with The Little Things. Bill Murray bringing it back old school style.
Mm-hmm.
We have On the Rocks and Leslie Odom Jr. for One Night in Miami. I ain't gonna lie. I think the only one I know here. It's Chicago 7.
Right, okay. Well, who do you think is gonna could win then? Think these are all very strong.
I'm gonna go with my heart. I'm gonna back Mr. Cohen for a double.
Oh, I'm gonna back Daniel Kaluuya, I think.
Okay.
I knew he won something else this year.
True. Smart choice. Yeah, but so did Baron Cohen, but I forgot what he won that for.
I think they won it at the same event, to be honest.
Probably was, yeah.
That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say Daniel Kaluuya purely because I think he won it at that event. And again, the phrase for this episode is, they're pretty hot right now.
Yeah.
And Daniel Kaluuya is pretty hot right now. So, of course, we have Jared Leto, We Live in Society or whatever. Joker, Suicide Squad, Joker, great.
Yeah, Joker, and what's the Marvel film with him in it coming up?
Oh, it's why do I want to just say Mephisto? That's me thinking about WandaVision.
It begins with M.
Morbius.
That's the one.
Morbius, the Living Vampire.
With Matt Smith.
Yeah, Spider-Man enemy. Now, Bill Murray, everyone loves a bit of Bill Murray. They've had a bit of a resurgence recently.
Yeah.
Leslie Odom Jr., who I know from Person of Interest, he was in that series for a while.
Yeah, got it.
I know he's also in Music, that weird Seer film. he's also in that, but well, that's whatever. Yeah. I think he's also in Hamilton as well.
Oh, jeez.
Part of me thinks he's in Hamilton.
He's been all over the place.
Yeah. I swear he is in Hamilton. Anyway, because he can sing as well. I know he can sing because he's been on the theatre a few times. Now, we're going to go to Best Director. You know, why don't I let you read these?
Okay.
I'll sit back and I'll take a nice, you know, glass of iced tea, and I'll sit back on my easy chair.
Sit
and
back, you have a drink, have relax.
Yeah, you can read these. I'll let you read these from now on.
Okay. So we've got Best Director. We've got Emerald Fennell from Promising Young Woman. We've got David Fincher with Mank. Mank appearing a lot in this. You know what? I'm going to put it out there early on. And I'll keep reading this. I think Mank is going to be the film with the most winners. I think it's Mank overall.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got, I presume it's Regina King for One Night in Miami.
Who, Regina King?
Is that now?
How did you say it?
That's my eyes deceiving me.
What did you say?
I thought it was a B. It's an R.
It's Regina. Have you ever seen the name Regina before?
I'm not born in the 50s.
Okay.
And we've got Aaron Sorkin, The Trial of Chicago 7, which could also be a highly up there film. I feel like
I knew someone called Regina. I take offence to that. Regina. I've known someone in my life who's called Regina.
I've never
nice.
Met anyone with that name.
Okay.
And then Chloe Zhao. Is it Zhao? I can't pronounce that.
Is Zhao? You're having a bad time.
You know what? This is why you did it. You thought, I'll bring him up with all the hard to pronounce names.
Nice.
With Nomadland, I'm going to go with Fincher. That's all I'm putting out there.
I'm happy with two women in this category. That is amazing to me.
True.
I love it's soon to come, but not soon enough. We have two women in this category.
Yeah.
Hollywood for too long has been dominated by the male director, so we need some more female directors in there, much more. You know what? I think I'm going to back Regina King, One Night in Miami.
Okay.
I'll give that to her.
And now we're going to Best Screenplay, which is literally pretty much the same list.
Yeah, but we have a couple of different names. Who's different on this?
Well, we've got Emerald Fennell. I can't speak. Emerald Fennell again with Promising Young Woman. Jack Fincher with Mank. Not David. We've got Jack. We've got the other one, the other Fincher.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the scenes, you know, doing that stuff. Aaron Sorkin, Trial of Chicago 7. And then. Got a new one, right? Got a couple new names: Christopher Hampton and Florian Zeller with The Father, and then Chloe Zhao is back with Nomadland.
Right, who are you going to go for?
Part of me wants to. No, you know what? I won't. I was going to go Fincher again. I was
going
to go.
No, I'm not going Fincher. I'm going Aaron Sorkin.
That's a good shout. You know what? I'll go. I'm going to go The Father. I'm going to go Christopher Hampton and Florian Zeller.
Okay.
That's my
pick. The screenplay, I think Aaron Sorkin is unmatched. You know, West Wing, Social Network. Aaron Sorkin's a great, fantastic screenplay writer.
I forgot about Social Network.
Right. Here you go. You can read these next set of names as well. You can take these from now on.
Best original score. Here we go. I love the music. I think that's one of my favourite as far as awards go. I love music awards. So we've got Alexandre Desplat with The Midnight Sky.
Mm-hmm.
Ludwig Göransson. I'm not good with like what are they called, like punctuation above letters.
Okay.
With Tenet, which is the first time it's popping up.
Yes. Hello, Tenet.
It's the first time. I don't get why it's not in the other categories. It's one of the bigger films of the year, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is, nonetheless. James Newton Howard, News of the World. Now, here's my pick. I have two options, and I thought I'll there's Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross are nominated twice.
They are for popular Mank, people.
And Soul.
Well, I'm not going to go for any of them.
John Batiste, by the way, is also on Soul. I want to mention
John Batiste. Yeah.
I think Soul is my pick.
Right, I'm going to go for Tenet.
Okay.
Ludwig Göransson, amazing. He did the score for The Mandalorian, which I think is stellar. So
was it Reznor that did the videos? Was they the Social Network?
Who?
Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. They did.
I think it was.
Yeah, I think so. I think they won stuff for that as well. I think they're really good when it comes to like film soundtracks.
All right. We're gonna skip the best original song. If you want to know who was nominated, look it up yourself.
Yeah.
Too many things for us to read. There's a lot of categories here.
Yeah, anyone out there who's saying Trent Reznor is from Nine Inch Nails, I am aware. I do know that.
Nice.
Just gonna point that out.
So we're going to skip Best Original Song and go straight on to Best Television Series. I'll take this if you don't mind.
That's fine by me.
We have The Crown, Netflix, Lovecraft Country, HBO, The Mandalorian, Disney Plus, Ozark for Netflix, and Ratchet for Netflix.
Hmm.
Couple things. The Crown's probably going to win.
Yeah, see, I know what you're going for.
But I'm going to go for Mandalorian. Yeah. You knew it was coming.
Yeah, I know what you're going for. You know what? Just to make it a bit different, I'm going to pick the Crown because of my boy Matt Smith. He's only in for a season. But...
Yeah. Well, you know the Crown's going to win because the Crown's like big prestige, isn't it? It's like big, prestige television.
And it's now gotten bigger with the whole stuff going on currently in the world.
These are all streaming service series. Isn't that telling?
I feel like that's the way TV is going to go.
Fair enough. Well, that's a topic for a later broadcast.
It is.
Topic for an earlier broadcast. Go back and listen to the streaming service episode.
Yes.
Go back and listen to the streaming service episode, people.
Big
it's
up Amazon
there.
Prime, which is my pick, and it's like nowhere on this list. Borat's right.
The boys.
Amazon
if the boys
Prime.
Were up here, maybe I'd go for the boys. But no, I'm going to go for The Mandalorian. Ratchet, though, I think is good.
True.
It's made by the American Horror Story people. And it's a prequel to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Great
about
film.
Nurse Ratched.
Great. I would recommend that. I've already recommended. No, I didn't recommend it.
I think you might have. And they've already said that season 4 or season 5 of the show is going to be One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest again.
Oh.
So it's almost like it's getting like a TV series reboot.
TV version, yeah.
And it's said to be more faithful to the book. So...
I know
the film took liberties.
I was going to say, I've not read the book. However, that's some big shoes to fill.
It is.
Because that film, like, I know it didn't win a lot of Oscars, but it was like best picture, best actor, best actress or something. It won.
I think it took the four, didn't it?
It won, yeah. It won all the big ones.
Right, let's move on to best performance by an actress in television series. We've got, you know what, you can read this.
Okay. Got Olivia Colman of The Crown. Another Doctor Who person. The Crown is really picking up.
Is it? Where was Olivia Colman in Doctor Who?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. Every British has the main Doctor Who. It's nothing at this point.
To be fair, yeah, every British person has. And then you've got Jodie Comer with Killing Eve. First time this is appearing in here.
Mm-hmm.
Decent show, actually, to be fair. I'll give it that. Another one for The Crown. Emma Corrin. Laura Linney. With Ozark. I'm not familiar with Ozark. I might need you to fill me in on that one. And Sarah Paulson with Ratched.
I'm going to go for Jodie Comer Killing Eve. I think Villanelle is one of the best television characters in the last 10 years.
That's fair.
And I'm going to give it to Jodie Comer, I think. As good as Olivia Colman is in The Crown, and as good as Olivia Colman is in general, I think Jodie Comer has a lot of not only chops to do it, and I've just said the word chops.
I told you.
Not only... I'm using it now. I'm using the word.
It not only
has
the,
you know, the power,
world.
The star power to do it, but she also has the... can play a chameleon like Villanelle is.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why I'm going to go for Jodie Comer.
Okay. You know what? Mm-hmm. Okay, no, I think I have to agree. I was going to go different just because being different, but I think I have to agree with that one.
Right, I'll read these fantastic. Next ones. This is an actor in a television series for drama. We have Jason Bateman for Ozark, Josh O'Connor for The Crown. A lot of Crown stuff.
There is a lot of Crown stuff.
We have Bob Odenkirk, my man, for Better Call Saul, Al Pacino for Hunters, and Matthew Rhys for Perry Mason. I'm going Bob Odenkirk. He deserves it.
He had to
fill Breaking Bad's shoes, which is huge shoes to fill.
I reckon
Breaking Bad was the biggest television success of the last 20 years.
I think what's going to happen is either The Crown's going to win because it's The Crown, or Pacino's going to win because it's Pacino.
Oh, no, but I want Bob Odenkirk to win. Bob Odenkirk is... I'm sure it's an honour to be nominated, but if Bob Odenkirk can walk away with a Golden Globe for this, that would be great.
You know, I'll
Better Call Saul is fantastic, and if you've seen Breaking Bad and you haven't seen Better Call Saul, you're missing out.
I'll join on the Bob Odenkirk train.
Good, get on the Odenkirk train. You know, he was my original... To reference a previous episode, he was my original cast for G-Man in the Half-Life video game film.
Oh.
He was, actually. He was my original cast for G-Man. But I changed it to Ben Mendelsohn somewhat last minute. I didn't tell you that.
Oh, the more you know.
Yeah.
It's like action
now we
films.
Have
when you wonder
best television series for musical or comedy. We have Emily in Paris for Netflix, The Flight Attendant, HBO Max, The Great on Hulu,
Creek
for Pop TV. Maybe say Sir Hits Creek.
That's the one.
And Ted Lasso, which just sounds cool. I don't know anything about any of these shows.
I don't.
So I can't say. I don't know. Ted Lasso, the name sounds cool.
It does.
Right, but these people I do know. We have best performance by an actress in television series, musical, or comedy. Lily Collins, Emily in Paris, you know, she's very popular. Kaylee Caruso for The Flight Attendant. Ellie Fanning for The Great, who is, I think, related to Dakota Fanning.
Yeah.
Jane Levy for Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. And Catherine O'Hara for Sir Hits Creek.
I mean, I think I know who I'd be going for.
I'm going to go for Ellie Fanning.
I'm going to go for... Lily Collins, but for one reason and one reason only, I'm backing my man Phil Collins.
Nice.
I'm backing the Collins family.
Okay. Best performance by an actor in a television series, musical or comedy. Let's hit it. We have Don Cheadle for Black Monday. We have Nicholas Holt for The Great. Eugene Levy for Sir Hits Creek. Jason Sudeikis and Rami Youssef. That's it for Ted Lasso and Raimi. I'm going to go for Don Cheadle. I like Don Cheadle. I like the Don Cheadle. He's good.
It's my pick. It's
okay.
It's got to be, man.
God, there's a lot of these.
There is.
This might just be a Golden Globes episode.
That's a lot. It's still going. I'm scoring down. It's still going.
Right, you know what? This will be a Golden Globes episode. Why not? We're going to do the Oscars. It's the Golden Globes episode.
Remember that bit at the start? We were like, oh, we're going too fast. I think the answer is we weren't going fast enough.
That's perfect.
Where are we?
There we're doing it at our pace. Why not?
I think I've got back to where we were. I scrolled down and got a bit lost trying to find where.
Right,
we're
at the best television limited series or anthology series.
Got it.
Or motion picture made for television, which is a big name.
It is.
We have Normal People for Hulu, Queen's Gambit for Netflix, Small Axe for Amazon Studios. The Undoing for HBO or Unorthodox for Netflix. Now, I've seen... reckon, one of these things.
Yeah, I reckon Queen's Gambit's going to win it.
Yeah, Queen's Gambit, and I think it's going to win. Not because I've just seen it, but because from my vague recollection of these other series or films, I don't think they're as good as Queen's Gambit.
Yes.
Now let's move on. I'll let you read these ones.
Yeah, give me the longer names.
Okay.
Best performance by an actress in a limited series, anthology series, or a motion picture made for television. Cate Blanchett hitting it off straight away with Miss America.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Daisy Edgar Jones for Normal People. Shira Haas for Unorthodox. Nicole Kidman for The Undoing. And Anya Taylor-Joy for The Queen's Gambit. Again, I feel like this might be another one for The Queen's Gambit.
Yeah, I'd like to go for Anya Taylor-Joy for Queen's Gambit. Even though I like Kate Blanchett and I like Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
But I think I'd have to go for Anya Taylor-Joy for the same reason I was picking Jodie Comer.
Fair.
Like she's young, she's got the spark, and...
Got chops.
Yeah, indeed. And I like to see that. I'll read these next ones. We have Best Performance by an Actor in a Limited Series, Anthology Series, or Motion Picture Made for Television. We have Bryan Cranston for Your Honour, Jeff Daniels for The Comey Rule, Hugh Grant for The Undoing, Ethan Hawke for The Good Lord Bird, and Mark Ruffalo for I Know This Much Is True. Right. I don't want to go straight to the Bryan Cranston train, but I feel the pull of the Bryan Cranston train.
You can do that, but I think I'm taking a different train.
Right, I'm going to get on the Bryan Cranston train because it's I Am the Danger. It's Walter White. He's proved himself in Breaking Bad. He's proved himself in anything. You know, it's Bryan Cranston. He's the household name that is Bryan Cranston. So I'm going to go for Bryan Cranston. And I've watched Your Honor and I know it's very good. But I've also seen The Comey Rule and I quite like that as well. So I don't. Right, now I've got to go full Cranston.
Okay, okay. I'm getting on a different station.
Oh, right.
You're over there.
We have a lot of train metaphors on this show for some weird reason.
There is. You're over there. Maybe we should do an episode about trains. It's Polar Express.
Train-related media. Send us your train-related media, people. And we'll look at it. We'll talk about the different trains. I don't even know that much about trains, to be honest.
I don't. But I'm getting on at the other station. I'm getting on the Mark Ruffalo station.
Oh, the Ruffalo station.
Yeah, give me that Ruff station.
Right, okay. Is there a particular reason? Can I ask why?
I just think he's good. I think he's a little bit underappreciated.
A bit underrated, you think, Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay.
I feel like he needs that little bit of push. You know, he needs people behind him. People need to talk about him a bit more.
So let's go down to this next one. Best Performance by an Actress in a Television Supporting Role. Who are the nominees, Corey?
So we've got Gillian Anderson from The Crown. We've got Helena Bonham Carter from The Crown.
I like how you said Crown.
Yeah. We've got Julie Garner, not from The Crown, from Ozark this time.
Yep.
Annie Murphy from Hits Creek. I swear there's a film and I forgot what it is. But it does that. It like chops up audio. So like it's Wayne's World. He's like, I'll have a burger and fries. That's what I feel like I'm doing in my head.
Yeah, it's like that scene from Scott Pilgrim.
What, where the black bar covers the mouth?
Yeah, with the black bar, and he goes, "How are you doing that with your mouth?"
I love
it. Coffee for Pilgrim. Who's last? Have you read who's last?
And Cynthia Nixon for Ratchet.
Right, okay. I've seen Ratchet. I like Ratchet. But I'm going to have to go with Gillian Anderson for The Crown.
See, I was thinking of Helena Bonham Carter for The Crown.
Right, okay. Well, we can agree to disagree on that one. But
yeah, it's
I think
almost
Gillian
like
Anderson really does.
It's like we're on the same team, but there's room for different people.
Yeah, we're on the same train, but we're in different carts.
Yes.
The train metaphors will never stop.
No, we're just going to keep on going. Keep on chugging.
Yeah, no. We have to stop. We have to stop the train. It's like we just get sucked in by the pull of the train metaphor. It's too easy. It's too easy.
It's too fair, but it's great.
Right. The best performance by an actor in television supporting role. Here we go. John Boyega for Small Axe. Brendan Gleeson for The Comey Rule. Daniel Levy for... Sir Hits Creek, Jim Parsons for Hollywood, and Donald Sutherland for The Undoing. Easy couple of picks. I'm going to Oh, I want to go John Boyega, but I know how good Brendan Gleeson is in the Comey role.
John Boyega's my pick.
John Boyega, right, I'll go Brendan Gleeson then for nice. The Comey role.
Sorry.
I know how to, I'm respecting how good John Boyega is. So, here we go.
Stats.
Oh, this is interesting. Look at this.
They've got stats.
They got us real analytics, real sports analytics for us in the nominations by Motion Picture Distributor. Yeah. Oh my god, Netflix 22. How can you even compete with that?
I mean,
Netflix has 22 nominations overall, folks. That is insane.
Yeah.
Big numbers.
It is big numbers.
Pulling out the big bucks. We have Amazon Studios has 7, Focus Features have 5, Searchlight, Sony, okay. Not too bad then. Again, nominations by television distributor. Netflix is smashing it with another 20 nominations. Huge. And HBO doesn't even come close with 7. That's not even double digits.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Corey?
I mean, surely Netflix has to get, with them numbers, they've got to get most of the awards. To fair, if you scroll further down, there is the battle that I was talking about. Mank has 6, Chicago 7 has 5.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to end up being close with them.
Nick, yeah, true.
Not far.
Everything else is a 1, 2, 3, 4, not a much. Yeah. It's Mank and Trial of Chicago 7 that are leading it. Strangely enough, Trial of Chicago 7 does not have 7 nominations. It only has 5.
It's unfortunate, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, back down to nominations by television series or program. We have The Crown 6. You were backing these popular hitters, weren't you?
Yeah. It's just good. It's just good.
You were backing the popular picks, which isn't a bad way to go. I mean, I wouldn't throw my money on any of this stuff, but if I was a betting man, I'd be going with The Crown and Mank.
Yeah. If I too were a betting man,
yeah,
I would also go for The Crown and Mank.
That's pretty good. I think that's a very, very respectable, and I say that word a lot, but it is. It's a very, very respectable lineup, everybody. Well done.
Yeah. well done, Golden Globes.
Yeah, well done, Golden Globes. Good job. Round of applause. But with any real show wouldn't be complete without a weekly rec.
Mm.
So, what is this weekly? Also, I'd like to preface this by saying that I hope you didn't come here looking for the Oscars. Because this is the Golden Globes episode, people. We took too long. This is the Golden Globes episode. We're doing this on the fly. This is real film journalism. This is us calling it as it is, cutting it on the fly. And this is the Golden Globes episode. Next week we'll do Oscars, promise. Right, so what have you got us for our weekly rec?
Okay, so you know what? I'm gonna do a real show first.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna hit us with a double.
A double rec? A
double rec.
Dare ye go for the double rec?
Because I thought, okay, I'll be smart and strategic. You know, I always like to link it with what we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I'll pick a film that's won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it probably did also win a Golden Globe, probably for the same year. But I can't fact check that, so...
Right, okay.
Thankfully, I was reminded today about One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I have not pitched that before. I pitched About Schmidt for people to watch. So...
Yes.
My first pick that relates to the Golden Globes
is Who's paying be, attention, but okay, go on.
It's gonna be One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
Because of the link, essentially I'll sum it up. It's a great film. It's Jack Nicholson goes into a home for mentally ill people. Not quite like an insane asylum, it's not that level. You can walk around, you can talk to people, you can do that. But it's not quite sure if he's putting on an act or if he is actually got something wrong with him. And essentially, is he takes over, like, he becomes people's friends. There's Nurse Ratched, which hence why the TV show is named that. Yeah. He kind of becomes this weird, almost anti-hero thing, where, like, he's taking people out on, like, fishing trips and stuff.
He becomes, like, a figure. He becomes, like, an inspiring figure, like a hero to these people in this institution. Yeah.
And it's a really good film, and it's a really good dynamic between Nicholson and Ratched. So check that out, especially if you're, what you're saying is correct, and the Ratched season is going to be essentially one for the cuckoo's nest.
Yeah. I think this is how TV shows work now. They map out their entire runtime and how many seasons they're going to have. I think it's either the fourth or the fifth season they're going to do just One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest again.
Yeah, so go check
that out. But make it more faithful to the book. So there you go. And Ratched is nominated, so I suppose the weekly rec does link.
Yeah, I mean, like, I had... How much time? In fact, we go, you know what? Because we need to babble, here comes the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Second hitter, right? Take this as a prelude to the Oscars next week. I am also going to pitch the Oscar winner from 1995.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Braveheart.
Yep. No, okay.
Which was my original. To be fair, I just love Braveheart. I think Braveheart's great.
Nice. Well, could I possibly ask, do you want to talk about Braveheart, or could I possibly ask for a real rating on these two films?
Yes. To be fair, I think they're both the same. Mm-hmm. I think I'll give them both an 8.5 for two different reasons.
Oh, very, very, very big scores, like, there.
I feel like Cuckoo's Nest gets it for the characters.
Yeah.
I think Braveheart gets it for the story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think I need to describe Braveheart either. It's Mel Gibson in Scottish war paint.
It's, you know, Mel Gibson riding on a horse and shouting freedom.
Yeah, in a Scottish accent. And there's a car in it.
Is there a car?
But for one scene, there's a car in the background.
Oh.
Which, like, slipped past everyone.
Oh, fair enough.
So look out for that in the 3-hour-long film.
Yeah, so we have One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Braveheart is recommended by Corey this week.
Yeah.
But to play us out on the Golden Globes episode of... I was about to mention that our first ever planned episode of The Real Show would have been an Oscar episode.
That is true.
But it makes sense that our 25th episode will be an Oscar episode, since this is episode 24.
Yeah, nearly half a year, and we're covering the Oscars.
Yeah, coming back around, we'll get you Oscars, we'll get to you. So
25th week anniversary.
Yeah, 25th week anniversary, we'll do the Oscars like we always plan to do. Yeah. So we have this song, this is Vogue by Madonna in 1990. People are wondering, Murray, why have you chosen a song by Madonna for this end of this episode? Well, I go, the music video, if you want to watch it, was directed by David Fincher, who is up for nomination here in the Golden Globes, I think.
He is.
He is, good. Also, I feel very stupid. More stupid than I already feel. So, yes, so play us out. We have Vogue by Madonna from 1990 with music video directed by David Fincher. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
What are you looking at?